State House Democratic leader Frank Dermody could lead a new House majority next year. But as 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter reports, he'll have to fend off a spirited challenge from Republican Kerry Del Rosso next week.
Sitting in the late summer sun at an outdoor restaurant in his hometown of Oakmont, Frank Dermody doesn't look like he has much to worry about. He's been a state House member for nearly 30 years, and he's led House Democrats for almost a decade.
It's going to be a race. I'm fine with that. And I've got a record that I'm going to stand by and run on.
Dermody's 33rd district includes suburbs like Oakmont and Allegheny River Valley towns like Brackenridge. Dermody can tout a number of accomplishments for the area, like rebuilding the nearby Holton Bridge and providing public aid for emergency rooms and steel mills. A former prosecutor, he's also pressing for criminal justice reform, along with Democratic touchstones like education funding.
We'll communicate those issues and others to the voters and see what happens. I feel good about the election.
But in 2018, Dermody beat a little-known challenger by just 11 percentage points, and his rival this year is far more visible. Republican Kerry Del Rosso peers out from billboards and from mailings scattered throughout the district. Del Rosso works in communications, and she sits on Oakmont's borough council. From a campaign office located next door to a combination cigar store and gun shop, she says the low-key Dermody isn't visible enough in the district.
I think he has to take care of his caucus, and because of that, I think he has lost touch in the community. And there's a lot of people that still say, but Frank, he's a nice guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy. But is he up for the fight anymore?
Del Rosso has been endorsed by a handful of unions that usually back Democrats. Locals for operating engineers, laborers, and electrical workers. Political insiders say there's some payback at work, thanks partly to grudges over a highway bill passed back in the Corbett administration. Dermody may also be taking a hit for his party's energy policy. Earlier this summer, the Boilermakers took part in a rally at the Cheswick Power Plant, right in the heart of the 33rd District, to oppose Democratic Governor Tom Wolf's environmental initiatives. John Hughes, the business manager for Boilermakers Local 154, said Dermody's absence was conspicuous.
We're in Frank Dermody's neighborhood. Yeah. Where is he? He's been good with the building trades his whole career. We just need a voice. We're not getting a voice out of the Democratic Party.
Dermody says that some of Wolf's energy policy is, quote, not something I'm interested in. And he's mostly supported the energy industry. Darren Kelly, the top AFL-CIO official in Western Pennsylvania, says Dermody has supported labor, too.
I can't speak on individual unions and individual issues. There's definitely a different opinion. Each union is entitled to have that. But one thing I can say is Frank Dermody's been very good to the men and women of organized labor. There's no doubt about that.
Dermody says that Del Rosso would empower a party that seeks to undermine unions by making it harder to organize and to collect union dues.
She'll be part of a caucus that will take their jobs away.
Del Rosso is backed by some union foes. The Commonwealth Leaders Fund has blanketed the district with mailers attacking Dermody. The fund supports, quote, pro-growth candidates. Among its biggest supporters is Students First, a political committee financed by a handful of hedge fund managers who back charter schools. Del Rosso also has support from conservatives who oppose gun regulations and abortion rights. But she says she's willing to cross the aisle to get things done.
When I win, I'm going to have to cross that party line. There's no doubt. And I embrace it because we learn from each other.
And she says she wants to bring a more pragmatic approach on issues like the state's coronavirus response.
The restaurants are shutting down because they can't keep the staff or they can't find the staff. The staff is collecting unemployment and they can't get them back to work. Frank is leading that charge with the governor, and it's not good.
But Dermody says the last thing Harrisburg needs is another Republican who doesn't take the virus seriously enough.
I mean, we've spent all these months facing reopening bills of our economy. They wanted to open up businesses. At the time, we couldn't get nurses protective equipment. We couldn't get doctors protective equipment. We have to be responsible based on the science as we know it at the time.
Politicos say Democrats could capture the state house this fall. That would make Dermody the House majority leader if he wins November 3rd. Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.